Visa establishes a ransomware warning pilot program, Euler Finance hacked for almost 2 million, and Patch Tuesday comes with 3 zero-day fixes. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 15th of March, and this podcast episode is brought to you by application allow listing software maker Airlock Digital. In today's top story, the US Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has launched the Ransomware Vulnerability Warning Pilot Program. CISA says the new program will have two tasks. The first is to proactively scan the networks of critical infrastructure entities to identify systems that are vulnerable to the common entry vectors used by ransomware gangs. And the second is for CISA to notify companies of their exposure and help secure their vulnerable systems before they get hacked. CISA announced the program this week, but says it started operating on January the 30th this year. The UK government has announced it will create a new security agency. Named the National Protective Security Authority, or NPSA, the agency will be tasked with helping UK businesses combat national security threats, like state-sponsored attempts to steal their research and sensitive information. According to the UK government, the new NPSA will absorb the responsibilities of the Centre for the Protection of National Infrastructure. It will operate under MI5 and it will collaborate with the National Cyber Security Centre and the National Counter-Terrorism Security Office. In other news, cybersecurity officials in Estonia have told The Record the country's recent parliamentary elections were unsuccessfully targeted by cyber attacks. The elections, which took place earlier this month, marked the first time that the majority of Estonian citizens cast votes via the country's internet voting system. The official declined to offer a detailed description of the attacks or the threat actors behind them. The Russian Ministry of Digital Development plans to develop a source code hosting platform similar to GitHub. ANO's Open Source will build the platform. It's a non-profit organisation founded by VKontakt, Rostelecom, and the Innopolis University. The project will cost 1.3 billion rubles, or roughly $17 million. The Chinese government took a similar approach in the 2010s, and today most Chinese developers store their code on a platform named Giti. $197 million worth of cryptocurrency assets had been stolen from DeFi platform Euler Finance after a threat actor exploited a vulnerability in its code base. In a post-mortem of the hack, Euler says the threat actor used a flash loan attack and a bug in its donations feature to exfiltrate the company's funds. Blockchain investor Zach XBT says the Euler attacker is most likely malicious and not a security researcher, as they also tried to exploit other platforms in the past months. Despite the huge loss, the Euler hack is only the 26th largest cryptocurrency heist of all time. The Alpha V ransomware gang claims to have breached Ring, which is an Amazon-owned company that makes highly popular smart doorbells and security cameras. In a statement provided to the media, Amazon denied that Ring systems were encrypted by ransomware. The company didn't explicitly rule out the possibility that data was stolen or that it's facing an extortion attempt. Also in ransomware news, the Ransom House ransomware cartel has taken credit for an attack on the government of the Caribbean nation St. Kitts and Nevis. This is the same ransomware gang that hit the Pacific state of Vanuatu in November of last year, an incident that took the country months to recover from. St. Kitts and Nevis officials have yet to confirm the incident. Microsoft says that a threat actor it tracks as Dev1101 is developing and selling access to several real-time reverse proxy phishing kits. Also known as Attacker in the Middle, or AITM phishing kits, these toolkits can help threat actors intercept session cookies and bypass multi-factor authentication, or MFA. Now, Microsoft says that since May 2022, the group has been leasing access to multiple AITM phishing kits through ads on Telegram and underground hacking forums. Access to the phishing kits is offered for $300 a month. Microsoft says Dev1101's tools are widely used by multiple threat actors, accounting for millions of phishing emails per day. Chinese security firm Xianxin has published its yearly APT threat report for the year 2022, so last year. The report is different from what we see from Western security firms since it focuses on threats targeting China. Now, one of the report's main observations is that foreign APTs used 6 zero-days in Chinese software products to target Chinese organizations. Xianxin also says it recorded 331 APT-linked incidents last year and is currently tracking over 137 named threat groups. Two North Korea APTs, the Lazarus and Kintsugi groups, were the most active threat actors in China last year. The Beijing capital region accounted for most attacks, while government departments and the defense and military industry were the most targeted sectors. Cisco Talos has identified a new Russian-speaking threat actor. Named Eurotrooper, the group has been active since at least June last year and appears to be exclusively focused on cyber espionage operations. Eurotrooper is targeting government and energy organizations in Azerbaijan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, and other CIS countries. According to Cisco, the group primarily focuses on stealing app credentials, browser histories and cookies, and system information from compromised hosts. The Kali Project has released Kali Purple, a version of the Kali Linux operating system that includes features and toolkits typically used by defensive security teams. More than 100 defensive tools are included with the new Kali Purple distro, such as Elasticsearch, SEM, CyberChef, Suricata IDS, and more. Kali Linux is widely known in the cybersecurity community for its main operating system, which is preloaded with tools typically used by red teams and offensive security. And lastly, yesterday was the March 2023 Patch Tuesday. So we had security updates from the likes of Adobe, Microsoft, SAP, and Mozilla Firefox. This month, Microsoft patched 104 vulnerabilities, including 2 zero-days. Microsoft credited Ukraine's cert team for discovering the first zero-day, an elevation of privilege in the Outlook client that was exploited by a Russian-based threat actor. Microsoft says the attacks targeted a limited number of organizations in government, transportation, energy, and military sectors in Europe. Microsoft credited Google's tag team for discovering the second zero-day, a mark of the web bypass that Google says was exploited by the MagniBear ransomware gang. One bug that caught our eye is CVE-2023-23415, a critical remote code execution vulnerability in Microsoft ICMP that's exploitable when an application on a host is listening on a raw socket. And that is all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is David Cottingham from Allow Listing and Execution Control Software Company, Airlock Digital.
Over the past few years here at Airlock Digital, we continue to roll out new product features designed to detect the loading of assembly code in more edge case scenarios. Airlock's core purpose is to detect and prevent the loading of untrusted code, and we've been pushing really hard into these evasion methods. I'm talking about things like reflecting assembly code into memory using assembly reflection in .NET, or detecting and preventing the abuse of trusted developer utilities such as MSBuild to compile assembly on the fly and load it back into memory, all from a signed Microsoft binary. Since launching preventions for these techniques, particularly the last one, MSBuild, we've seen a ton in the wild being abused by threat actors. Typically, it's either highly motivated nation states or red teams using these techniques, but they're really attractive for the attacker, as you simply take your encoded C# code in XML format, get the compiler to build the DLL for you, pop it into memory, and delete the source, which leaves hardly anything on disk and makes signature matching useless. Airlock catches these loads out of the box, most importantly, the assembly at the end of the compilation. However, if you're using reputable EDR, you should have visibility over the MSBuild technique if it is being abused. If you don't have EDR and you're running in an enterprise scale environment, I strongly recommend you set up a detection for this using Microsoft Sysmon, with logging via your SIEM of choice. The MITRE attack ID for this one is T1127, and I strongly recommend you check it out. Happy hunting.
And that was David Cottingham from today's sponsor, Airlock Digital. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com. Thanks for listening.